Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with our good friend, Damon Naylor. Now, if you missed part one, you need to go back and catch up, because we don't have a lot of time to go back and cover everything again. But I'm telling you what, if you want a motivational speaker to come to your business group or your church group, Damon is the guy to do it. Not only is he a music artist and he's releasing this new music track called Life, but he's a speaker, a motivational speaker, a coach. And we're going to start off today by talking about your dominant gift. What is that? Well, here's Damon to tell us all about it.
So that's, like I said, that's how you know your dominant gift. It fits all categories. And normally that's the thing that's going to really propel you, even though you might get into other things. And even sometimes with your dominant gift, you could use it in different capacities. You know, like I said, I was an elementary teacher at one time. But then now I'm a parent educator and just still teaching with my online school. So at the core of it is teaching and speaking, communicating. But it's the same gift that's used in a variety of capacities and arenas. Amen. But yeah.
Amen. And you've done over 400 speaking presentations, right?
Yes,
And I've seen the website, you know, not just in churches, but in business conferences, things like that. I have basically three messages that I can shape. I'm not talking about in church. I mean, church, you know, give me the Bible. Okay, I'm talking about that, you know. But I'm talking about like at a podcast conference, a business conference, something like that. Yeah. It's depending on the shape of the conference. Okay. It's a form of one of those three messages, I guess you could say. Okay. You know, what is your go-to messages for situations? Like, I mean, you probably have ones that you can, because I've seen your website.
Look, I'll tell you this, man, I have so many, but I would say, like my top one, my most favorite, and I guess it's probably my most favorite because it was my first. It's called the 3D recipe for your destiny. The 3D recipe for your destiny. And it deals with dream, desire, and discipline. And as you stated, I could tailor make that and modify it and adjust it for every age group, every arena. And we just deal with those concepts of having that dream, you know, having the desire and passion, but then also having the discipline. But yeah, that is my go-to. And I'll never forget, I started off, one of the first places I delivered that speech was at my former elementary school where I was a teacher. It was for the graduation. I delivered that one there. And I've been delivering it, like I say, in churches, even with the job that I have now. As a parent educator, they brought me on initially as an independent contractor, as a consultant, and I came in to do the life skills. And of course, that was my first message to them, the 3D recipe for your destiny. And that's what I'm saying. You know, that is my go-to. I could adjust and modify it, and it could fit any arena. I could be as in-depth or as simplistic with it. But yeah, that's my one. But other than that, man, now my horizons have been broadened. I just have so many messages. And also with the book, I didn't mention this part. I'm conducting leadership trainings. And as a matter of fact, I was supposed to do one last month. But of course, it's right when the corona hit and we had to cancel it. But I was going to be dealing with, you know, purpose and just finding your gift in relationships. Just several concepts and had a really powerful message for that, which we're going to do it later on at a later date. But that's my go-to there. Amen. The 3D recipe.
Yep. Oh, you're like, you know, I was supposed to speak at a couple of podcast conferences. So I had one in Denver, Colorado, one out in LA and stuff that got, you know, scrapped as well.
Yes. Cool.
My, I guess, go-to message. And matter of fact, before doing this interview with you,
I did an online presentation for a summit, online summit, and it's the same message. And it's sounds quirky, but it's it relates to team building, leadership, as well as podcasting. Is how one cup of coffee, how one cup of coffee can change your world.
And, oh wow!
And
that's catchy, man.
Yeah, and I wrote a book on it. But it started back when I was in the Army. I was in the CAV. We worked directly for the commanding general, right?
Yeah.
He'd say, go out here and find this out, you know, and we sneak and peek around and all that stuff. And there was a huge battle. You hear about these war games, you know, in World War II, you know, statewide in Louisiana, you know, stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, I don't have to explain to you how Louisiana is situated, but, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the Pison Ridge area.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, we'd have major battle, you know, mock battles up there. And they had one brigade versus another brigade. And since we're working with a general, we were on the offensive side. And we snuck around. It's supposed to be like 2 days prep, then three or 4 days of battle. Then we switch sides and we do it all over again, right?
Okay.
We did such a great job in our reconnaissance that when the balloon went up and the battle started, 3 hours later, it was over, right? And they credited it all because my platoon infiltrated behind enemy lines, and we went through, we marked every location. We even had lunch with the enemy. at the after-action briefing, because I was the platoon leader that did it, the colonel, you know, like, honored me with going to the commanding general's briefing and stuff. And that's where they talked about, you know, and they were just basically teasing the brigade commander who got his lunch handed to him. And the general got up, you know, and said, well, gentlemen, all I can say is we made coffee today. and everybody looked at him like, you know?
Yeah.
And he explained. He said, what does it, and I've taken this and I've used it the rest of my military career. When I became a cop, I used it in my law enforcement career. And in the ministry, I'm using it in the ministry. And now that I'm speaking at conferences, I'm helping other people with it.
Yeah.
What does it take to make a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Well, you have to have coffee. You don't have coffee. Yeah. You know, if you got tea, it's not coffee. You have to have coffee. You got to have water. I mean, if you don't have water, you don't have coffee. I mean, you could chew it, I guess, like tobacco.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty bad.
Yeah.
You have to have a container. Because if you got coffee and water, but nothing to hold it, you know, so you have to have a container. And you have to have heat.
Got you.
If you don't have one of those four elements, you do not have coffee.
Coffee.
Now,
the quality
of the coffee is made by the mixture of those four elements.
Right combination. Okay, I got you.
Some people, I like mine bold and strong, right? Some people like a little watered down, maybe not so hot, you know, stuff like that. The contaminant, the condiment, I call them contaminants. Cream, sugar, and flavoring.
Yeah.
That's just an individual taste. But you cannot get away from those four elements, right?
So
when I go to speak at a conference, if it's on leadership and team building, I tell them this is, and I relate it back to coffee, right? Because they'll remember it, right?
That connection.
And I have a screen at the end of the presentation that is two cups of coffee, a spoon, and then a spoon at the end, like the mouth, make a face out of it. And I said, this, you know, and I tell them, first thing in the morning, you know, don't turn the news on, look at all the bad stuff. Take your cup of coffee when it's just quiet time. I said, okay, what do I need to do today? And break it down into three, not more than five, but three to five major things that have to be get done. And when you do that, you'll never look at your cup of coffee the same way.
I
said that because I can adapt that wherever I go. And I knew you had to have a message like that, too. You do 400.
Yeah.
It's not 400 individual messages that you're doing out there.
No. Like I say, you repeated some things. And like you say, that's your go-to. That was my go-to. Mm-hmm. But,
when we go into churches, you know, I mean, I might... like I said, you know, depending on how the Holy Spirit leads, it might be Revelation, it might be 1 John, it might be in the Old Testament, you know. That's completely, I'm talking about, you know, doing a, you know, invited to come speak at a school, at a conference, at a business.
Yeah.
You know, and it can be adapted. You know,
yeah,
that's what I say. So you're not just going to give the same this is the same presentation I've been giving for 22 years type thing. You know? But no, I mean, it has to be relevant to what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. It always it's adaptable. And like you say, you just make it relevant to whatever audience it is. And what I find, even in going back with that same message, although I've shared it so many times, I always gain new insights on it.
Yeah.
Fresh thing.
Like ooh, man. Where'd that come from? Right. I gotta write that one down. Is this being recorded? Yeah.
Did you catch that? Did you catch
that? That was so good. I'm buying this tape.
I'm telling you, I can play this and listen to it myself. Yes, indeed. Yes,
amen. So what else have you got in your Real Life Academy?
Real Life Academy? Man, I have another course on the gifts of the Spirit, the 9 gifts of the Spirit. We have that one. Then we have one called Priceless Jewels, Precious Gems, and that one covers an array of things. Covers relationships, man, understanding like your spiritual senses, parenting. It has some of everything in that one. Discovering yourself, purpose, and all of that. So that's in that one. I already told you about the G3 journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do one on leadership as well. I need to I have to go ahead on and formulate that one. But I also have eschatology courses on end time. Yeah. And so with that one, I have several different packages. You know, you can get like the basic, the intermediate, and then the advanced one. But the advanced one, I think I should have like 20 sessions. The basic is 5, and I think the intermediate is like 10. But very powerful, man. Mm-hmm. And that one kind of it coincides with my book, Revelation Rightly Revealed. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're dealing with, end time stuff and prophecy and stuff.
Amen.
But yes, sir.
For such a time as this.
For such a time as this. Yes, sir.
I tell people, I say, you know, if you know anything about the Bible, you can see what's happening right now.
Yeah, the handwriting on the wall.
Exactly.
We know exactly where we're going and where they're trying to take us, but it's all outlined in the Word.
Yep. Oh, amen. Right. That's right. Nothing takes me by surprise. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, my eschatology message is get right or get left.
Yeah, I know. Very simple. Very simple. And that's the truth of the matter, man. That is the truth of the matter, Pastor Bob. That's it. That's it.
So what other major projects are you working on right now?
Well, just besides the, you know, marketing, promoting, living, loving, leading, and like I said, I'll be gearing up after I release this single. I'm going to drop the EP on the 4th of July, which is going to be so cool because, like I said, one of the tracks is called America, man, and just dealing with the landscape of America, how things are organized and how just things are going on here. And then we're going to have a really good one relevant for the summer. I guess a upbeat, inspirational one called Cruising. It's kind of funky beat to it and everything. Anybody driving a drop top is relevant for that. So pump your bass up. But yeah, like I say, we'll be gearing up to release that. But I'm working on a few other things as far as books. Kind of hadn't been working on them too much now because I've been concentrating on the marketing and promotional efforts of the current stuff. But I hadn't even set a date when I'm going to release those. I have one that's going to be another spiritual book, and then another one's kind of like an inspirational along the lines of living, loving, leading. That you know that we'll be publishing within the years to come. But that's about it, man. And like I say, doing the consultant work there, really enjoying that coaching and doing the leadership trainings. So I think that kind of covers everything we're in a process of doing at this season and at this juncture. Yeah. So,
amen.
But,
you know, I'm just going to throw this out there and you know, you can, well, let me just put it out there and see what your response is. I'm videotaping this. I want to see your face when I say this. Your next song, why don't you make it the Cajun music?
The Cajun music? Hey, man, I might have to go that route, man. Look, I can do a lot. I can do a lot. We might have to do that, man, if he's hip-hop and Cajun.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm telling you, huh?
Yeah, they got the washboard out there and the spoons.
Hey, man, we can do it. I tell you, it's a song on the upcoming the EP that it kind of has that kind of not less cage. I wouldn't say cage, but like a country feel to it, with the harmonica and the other instruments you would hear. But yeah.
You gotta sing Cajun though.
I gotta sing Cajun.
Yeah, you gotta sing Cajun though.
I need some help.
Hip hop and Cajun talk, man.
Yeah, I need some help with that one.
Yes, I'm not making fun of my Cajun brothers and sisters, man. When I was in Louisiana, man, I loved it going to crawfish boils and stuff like that, and hearing that, you know. I wish I could rap that stuff, but
I'm telling you,
That is an impossibility with this.
Oh yeah, I know that's right. I just thought about something I forgot to mention. Man, is my YouTube program Numereal that I do, and what that is just short clips, inspirational, educational messages that we deliver, and that could be found on, like I said, on YouTube. Just look
What's the name?
Numereal, NUMERIL. And so, I said, you know, you just type in Numereal and it should pop up episodes of that. And the reason why I call it that, combination of the real, but then the word number, a numeral, instead of numeral, Numereal. Mm-hmm. And the whole point behind it is that they're really short. So the longest is the most recent one I recorded In Faith or In Fear, and it's 11 minutes. But other than that, it's 3, 5, 10, 9. I try not to go over 10. That was the first one over 10, but definitely not over 20, 20 minutes. But it's just short, inspirational, and educational.
Amen. Well, it's a good way to wrap up. Now, when you were on last time, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I used to conduct what I called the lightning round.
The lightning round. I remember that.
I don't do it that much anymore, but in your case, I'm going to make an exception.
Okay. Let me see what we got.
I tend to slip one in on someone at some point in time. I don't do it all the time, but I'm going to do that one now since it's been a while for us to actually talk a little bit. So you might remember this question from way back when.
Okay. Let's see.
If you woke up tomorrow morning, and realize your entire life had just been a dream, but yet you were able to keep all your experiences and all of your memories of everything that had happened. Knowing what you know now, what would you do differently and why?
In actuality, I wouldn't do anything different.
I think you said the same thing last time.
And I'm serious, man, because to me, I'm living the dream. Yeah. You know, my reality is becoming my dream. My dreams become my reality. And even because the way I look at it in totality, because it's a journey, right? Mm-hmm. So if you remove, and I talk about this in my book, man, if you remove different aspects and components of the journey, you remove the wisdom, the experience, the power, the authority, and the knowledge and insight you gain from that. And that's why I can't say, because that means if I go back and alter that, I alter where I am and where I'm going, the glorious places that I'm going. Yeah. So I can't alter, you know, they it all comes together. It's a culmination of all of those aspects and experiences. So as you take away from that, you take away from the bigger picture. Yeah. And that's what I don't want to do. That's why I always say, I wouldn't change anything, man. I had to be hospitalized. I had to be Played and Betrayed, which is one of my songs coming up. You know, I had to have my heart broken. I had to just face the challenges, the doors being closed, the no's. You know, I had to be doubted. But at the same time, God has connected me with such wonderful people, such as yourself. Mm. He's put me in all kinds of circles. He's given me all kinds of opportunities. And that's what I'm saying. It takes all of that, like you said, the four components to that coffee.
Yeah.
All of those components make your life. And if we remove anything, it's going to alter the effect of your life. You know, like you said, that coffee, if we don't put the right amount of sugar, cream, or you don't have that water right, you don't have the enough coffee right. If you like it strong, you got to make it, everything has to balance out.
Yeah.
And so it's the same with our lives. You know, you don't want to take anything away from, even though it was painful, even though it was challenging. It all goes with where God is taking you and what he was preparing you for.
Yeah, Amen. I relate the same way to my life, you know, because all I ever want to do is make the military a career, and through the drawdown and the economic times in the late 80s and all that, you know, ended up I had to get out. And, you know, to me, I mean, it took me 10 years just to be able to talk about that. You know, it hit me hard. I started drinking. Yeah. I mean, that just went way off the rails. And, you know, that ended up a lot of financial problems, which ended up with us having to move to Louisiana. Maryland.
Maryland,
and,
okay.
You know, once I got here, started getting a job, started getting my self-respect back a little bit.
Yeah.
Becoming a cop, which then I got full-blown in. And looking at God's plan in 88, 89, when all this transpired, what happened in 91, 92? The first Gulf War took off. And I would have been at the rank where I'd have been leading the charge into Kuwait and all that stuff. In the calf, you know, and you know, who knows how all this would have played out.
Life would have been,
But as it was, I, you know, end up, you know, through a bunch of misfortunes, ended up in Maryland and became a cop. And again, I found my traction. I was going full blow. And then May 12, 2007, when I got injured on the job, now again, I'm like, Lord. That's how all of this started. And now look at it. I'm impacting the kingdom of God and helping pastors and ministers to get the word out through the power of the internet in all 160 nations. I mean, we have listeners in Iran, brother.
You know? Wow, look at God.
So you know, God's good, you know. But it's same thing. If you remove one part of that, if I wouldn't have gotten out of the military, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I could have got shot, could have got blown up and injured. You know,
yeah, your mind might be gone. You never know.
If I would have continued on as a cop, you know, I'd have been a captain or a major by now, right? Wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today, you know?
Yeah.
And wouldn't be impacting the body of Christ like we are today, you know?
Exactly.
So it's all for the greater good. So I'm 100% there with you. I wouldn't change anything right now. At the time, I'd change a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Likewise, man. Like I said, I've been through some pain, like you said, some financial difficulties, some low places, some painful places. But God would always tell me then, even some of the trials and challenges, he would say, look, it's not, a lot of this is not even for you. It's not because of something wrong you've done for others you're going to impact later. And that helped me to be able to suck it up and persevere. Because it's like, okay, he would always tell me, once you get to the end of this, it's going to all make sense. It's going to all make sense. And I held on to that prophetic word that it's going to all make sense, that it's going to be clear. And when I say it's so clear, it's crystal clear, so much clarity in knowing, okay, why that? Why this? At the time, like you say, you couldn't see that.
Yeah.
But now looking back, it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, God, for giving me the faith and the patience to trust you. Although I was in the pain, although I was in the struggle, although I was in a low place, but thank you, you know, because now it all makes sense like you promised and you said.
And so. even being called into the ministry, I mean,
everybody,
I'm called into the ministry. What's the first thing that pops into your mind? Oh, I got to pastor a church.
Go pastor. Yeah,
I got to be a pastor, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to do that. Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an evangelist. I wanted to travel whole meetings, you know, and so that's what I did. I started, you know, right out of Bible school, man. I'm booking an auditorium, 2,000 seat auditorium,
put
ads in the paper, got up there, went up there, and they stayed away by the thousands. You know? I think that first meeting I had 7 people in a 2,000 seat auditorium, and nobody wanted to sit on the front row.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Dude, I'm telling you what.
You have but those.
That wasn't God's plan. I'm using my human wisdom. And, if I'm in the ministry, this is what I need. It's either this or pastor, and I don't want to be a pastor, so it's got to be this, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of letting God just, you know, I mean, that he made that divine connection with Vernard Johnson, and which led me to learning about ministry from him, you know. And, got it. And we just continued on. I mean, then when I was injured and I'm sitting all bandaged up, and, you know, knee surgery, hip surgery, wrist surgery, and all that. God, what is it you want me to do? Start a weekly 30-minute online radio program. I don't know how to do it. I'd have help checking the email. You know, I didn't know nothing about this. Well, you don't have nothing else to do except sit at the computer, Google it, and start learning.
First
I was talking on a flip cell phone on a free website. That's how we started.
started.
4 months
yeah.
later, I was on Nationwide AM radio.
Wow.
And that's where I started learning about radio and all that. And then out of that yeah. grew our radio station and then the podcast yeah. and talking to you and now the podcast.
So, yeah.
But the guy said, yeah. now you're doing what I prepared you for such a time as this.
Amen. Amen. Likewise. Likewise.
He knew 10 years ago this was going to be needed today. You know?
Yeah. And so needed. So vital. You know?
Amen.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm going to let you go. Folks.
All right.
As you can Thank tell, you. David has a lot going on. Glory to God. And he's making an impact in the body of Christ. He's making an impact in his community. He's making an impact online, and if there was ever anybody that you needed to follow on social media or that you need to get in touch with, Damon Naylor's that guy. Amen. Go down the show notes. I put all the links to his contact information down there. Reach out to Damon today. Get his books. Get his music. Invite him to come speak to your church when things open Amen. Back up, or your Praise church God. Group, or online. Hold an online summit. Come tell them. Come speak the words of inspiration there. Glory to God. You know, yeah. you will not regret it. Damon, thank you again for coming on the program today, man. Let's not wait 3 years till next time.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Bob. Man, I love you, and I just appreciate the opportunity. It's just like we've been knowing each other forever. Exactly. But I thank God for you as a critical kingdom connection, man. And I pray God's blessings upon you. Keep doing what you're doing, because it's people like you that people like me need to give that voice platform. So we thank you, man. We thank you.
I appreciate that. Folks, yes. that is all the time we have for today. David Naylor, myself, is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.